USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are staying inside as a major winter storm hits the East Coast. New Jersey already has been blanketed with almost 20 inches of snow, while New York has seen just over a foot. This is the same storm that produced 20 inches of rain in California and, again, close to a foot of snow across the Midwest. President Joe Biden is meeting with 10 moderate Republican senators to discuss their COVID-19 relief plan. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran is one of the 10.
The president talks about a speedy opportunity to provide relief for Americans, and I think we want that. And this is the fastest way to get it accomplished. Reconciliation or other procedural means not only destroys the bipartisanship that the president has promised, it reduces the time frame, it increases the time frame in which that we're able to accomplish what the American people need.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's confident a deal with the teachers union can be reached if both sides put children first. She tells MSNBC the city has invested a lot to safely reopen schools.
We've invested over $100 million in ventilation, other safety protocols, making sure that we have masks, safety health screening, temperature checks, all the things that you would expect that the CDC guidance has told us.
The federal government, through your tax dollars, has also allocated over $115 billion to be able to make sure schools can reopen safely. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants more than a dozen stock companies to answer questions about the suspicion of certain Wall Street trades. Paxton issued 13 civil investigation demands to companies including TD Bank, E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, and Robinhood, saying they can't limit public access to the free market. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is keeping their eye on a tense situation overseas.
The military in Myanmar has seized power after a coup. The commander-in-chief of the nation's army announced on state television that the military have arrested the country's civilian leadership and declared a state of emergency in response to claims of election fraud. The nation's state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi, and several senior leaders of her National League for Democracy Party are being detained in the nation's capital, Naypyidaw, according to the party's spokesman. The NLD won an overwhelming victory in elections last November, just the second free election in Myanmar since years of military rule ended in 2011. The military called for investigations into that vote, claiming there were millions of cases of potential fraud. Tensions between the military and the government had been rising since Thursday, when an election commission rejected the military's fraud claims. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally,
I left my heart. San Francisco.
Tony Bennett is battling Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old singer revealed his diagnosis in a lengthy article in the latest edition of AARP magazine. In a tweet, Biden saying life is a gift, even with Alzheimer's. He went on to thank his wife Susan and family for their support. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.